Officials investigate two Haynes dogs injured by arrows. And the Upper Lynn Canal communities make their concerns about the new Alaska-class ferry plan known. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. Two Haynes dogs were injured and being treated by vets in Juneau this week after apparently being shot with arrows. The Haynes police opened an investigation Tuesday after Jeremiah Kinnison and Shannon Thompson reported one of their dogs missing and another being injured by an arrow to its head. Thompson said she and Kinnison let their dogs Roxy and Maple out of their house on Matthias on Tuesday morning, like usual. But when the rat terrier Maple returned, she had an arrow sticking out of her head. Kinnison and Thompson took Maple to the Haynes Animal Rescue Kennel, where Executive Director Steve Vick said they determined the dog should go to a vet in Juneau.
The dog is okay, fortunately, with stitches and antibiotics, and a very fortunate dog in how the arrow entered his head. It actually got deflected by the skull enough that it didn't enter into the head.
Maple returned home to Haynes on Wednesday to recover, but Foxy, a boxer dachshund mix, remained missing overnight. She arrived home Wednesday morning, and at first, Thompson said it was difficult to tell what was wrong with her.
She got home and crawled up on the couch, and I didn't know that she had, you know, an arrow in her. I was just like, God, what is that sticking out of her back? Because it was all the way in. I mean, it was all under the skin. And then my boyfriend Jeremiah got home, and we got her down on the floor, and I was on the knees, and I looked down, and it's part of the, you know, the rest of the arrow all the way through her.
Thompson put Foxy on a plane to a Juneau vet, but it was unclear her prognosis on Wednesday afternoon. Police Chief Gary Lowe and Vic said a case was open to investigate animal cruelty by whoever shot the dogs. Officials went door to door in the neighborhood and searched the area for any signs of where the dogs were shot or injured. It's not unheard of for dogs to be illegally shot or injured, and Vic said HARC staff and police warn nearby dog owners to keep their canines close.
It happens, and it's unfortunate, and it's really disturbing, and I think a lot of people are shook up by it. And our main message right now is keep your dog safe, and the best way to do that is keep him on a leash or a chain or an enclosure and to always be with him when he's outside. That's the biggest thing we want to say right now for people that are concerned about this.
Thompson said she and Kinnison were shocked by the incident.
People need to know about this. This is sad. This makes me sick. This person who did this is a coward. I mean, literally, come on. This is disgusting.
Anyone with information is asked to call the Haynes Police. The Skagway Assembly meets Thursday evening when the group may decide on a new borough manager. The Assembly is expected to hear a recommendation from the selection committee for the position. Three finalists visited Skagway this week for interviews and a public meet and greet. Robin Bennett is a former town manager for New England communities in Maine and Vermont. Rich Honebaum is a former city manager of Kotzebue, Whittier, and Cordova. And David Richards is the current manager of Fort Yukon and former manager for Hoonah. Interim manager Tom Healy is staying on with the municipality until February 15th to help with the transition of the new manager. The Assembly will also discuss a draft ordinance that would amend Title 16 about public lands. The ordinance would remove a section of the code requiring that a sale or lease of public lands be ratified by voters. A vote is currently required by code for any lease or sale transaction valued at more than $250,000. The issue came up at the last Assembly meeting when Interim Manager Healy suggested the Assembly consider the repeal. He said a public vote on leases creates uncertainty for the entity negotiating with the municipality. Healy said he believed other aspects of the code already meet the public trust doctrine, since the public can still participate in the open meetings and make comments on any lease or sale of public lands. There is also an appeal process detailed in code for anyone who objects to a lease or sale.
So there are customary structures in place in our code without this requirement that protects the public interest, I believe.
The ordinance is a draft form and is up for discussion only. Under new business, the Assembly will review and discuss the state capital project funding request for fiscal year 2014. As the list stands, top of the list is the Skagway Small Boat Harbor Improvement Project. The two-phase project is expected to cost about $15.5 million. The list also includes the Port of Skagway Gateway Project. Most of the money for this project is already secured, but the municipality says it's included on the list to underscore the importance of the port improvements. Third on the list is a new public safety building. The municipality has already spent just over $50,000 on a needs assessment and design for the new facility and has $370,000 budgeted for more design work. It's requesting $6 million from the state toward the estimated $17 million project. Another $9.6 million is requested for Main Street reconstruction, and about $1.1 million is requested for the Boat Harbor Storage and Repair Building. The Assembly will also meet in executive session to discuss lease negotiations with White Pass and Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority. The meeting begins at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers on Thursday. The Assembly will convene as a committee of the whole beginning at 6 p.m. for a meeting with ADA officials. The Skagway Assembly on Thursday will also discuss a draft letter to Senator Dennis Egan and Representative Beth Kurtula regarding recent changes to the plan for the Alaska-class ferry. The Haynesboro Assembly met in a special meeting on Tuesday to discuss the same topic. Officials in both communities were working to finalize questions and comments for a joint meeting of the State and House Senate Transportation Committees. The meeting was moved up from next week and is taking place this Thursday. Comments and questions from the two communities are similar. In a draft letter from Skagway Mayor Stan Selmer, he writes that the municipality's most immediate concern is that the decision by the governor to change the scope of the ferry project was made without any public involvement. The Haines Assembly likewise writes that the decision didn't seem to follow a public process. Both mayors, in their letters to the legislative committee, write that the governor's plan for two smaller ferries for the Lynn Canal raises questions and concerns about safety, demand, costs, and viability. The joint committee meets Thursday at 1 p.m. in Juneau. The Haynesboro Library will be broadcasting a live webcast of the meeting beginning at 1 p.m. at the library. One of the other issues Haines Mayor Stephanie Scott mentioned in her letter to the committee about the ferry system is why the state decided to reorganize the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to eliminate the position of Deputy Commissioner of Marine Operations. It was announced Tuesday that Juneau's Ruben Yost is the new chief of the state ferry system, but he'll spend only about half his time on that job due to the department reorganization. Transportation Commissioner Pat Kemp named the longtime department employee to the deputy commissioner post on Tuesday. Yost will be in charge of the Marine Highway, but he'll also oversee measurement standards, commercial vehicle enforcement, and special projects.
Commissioner Kemp envisions having three deputies that have areas of responsibility but aren't limited to just one area.
Yost says the structural changes will shift some responsibilities to Marine Highway General Manager John Folley. He's been in that position about 8 years. One big job for both is to oversee design of the Alaska-class ferry. Governor Sean Parnell last month announced two smaller shuttle ships will be built with existing funds. Earlier plans called for one larger ship. Yost says he will also work to fund and design other new ships for Southwest and Southeast service.
The Tustamina is in need of replacement, and so are some of the original mainliners. And that's an aspect that people really haven't focused on with the Alaska-class ferry.
Yost replaces Mike Neusel, who was in charge of just the ferry system for about 2 years. Several predecessors also had that single focus. Yost has been overseeing a number of transportation efforts, including the Juneau Access Project. That would build a road north of Juneau to a shuttle ferry terminal across Lynn Canal from Haines. He began his 18-year state career as an environmental analyst and manager. He's been Southeast Regional Director of Construction, Maintenance, and Operations.
I've kind of been involved in all areas of the Department of Transportation in terms of types of projects and different modes, you know, rural airport projects, highway projects, and some marine projects.
Yost will be the sixth person in about 7 years to head up the marine highway system. He says he's in his 60s and thinking about retirement, but not anytime soon. Before moving to Juneau, Yost commercial fished out of Pelican, where he served as mayor. He says he learned the value of the ferry system while living in the remote Chignoff Island town. He's also worked as a teacher. His degrees are in industrial education and zoology. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. If you missed our live coverage of Governor Sean Parnell's State of the State address last night, you can listen to the entire speech online. Just go to our KHNS News webpage or Facebook page to find a link and coverage of the speech. And on our webpage at khns.org, you can also find more than just local news. We have links to news sources around the region, state, greater U.S., and Canada. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support. KHNS welcomes comments on topics important to you. If you'd like to make a commentary to air on your local community radio station, check our website for guidelines at khns.org under Community. Each listener commentary airs twice, once in the evening and once in the morning after your local news. Everyone has an opinion, and you can make yours heard on the KHNS commentary.